You're listening to The Art of Daily Practice. Welcome. And this session is called Mastery in the Age of Distraction. Phone calls, incoming texts, family, friends, Facebook, TV shows, traffic signals, crosswalk signals, cat videos, video games, homework, work emails, errands. In our daily lives, you and I get pulled in dozens of different directions at once. It's easy to fall out of touch with the creative pastimes that are most important to us as songwriters and musicians. Mastery at any creative craft has always depended on time and patience and careful effort. But information overload has become the norm today, and we live under constant bombardment from smartphones, computers, television, and advertising. Out of self-defense, we learn to really rush through things. We take shortcuts instead of reading. For example, we learn to skim and to scan articles. And the slow, effortful things, the difficult things, like learning the finer points of lyric structure, we may have the best intentions in the world to spend time on them, but in the face of life's constant bombardment and temptations, it's all too easy to just procrastinate and let opportunities to practice slip away. I'll practice more when things quiet down. I've caught myself saying that many, many times. And every time I catch myself saying that, I now remind myself that things never settle down. Not unless you take active steps to settle them down yourself. So next time you catch yourself delaying songwriting and practice until tomorrow, or until sometime next week, it's a good idea to remind yourself that tomorrow is going to be busy too. If you don't feel like writing this week, you're not going to feel like it next week either. And each day, once it's gone, is gone forever. I'm sorry to remind you of this, but sooner or later, we all run out of tomorrows to put things off to. We all run out of tomorrows. Thanks to our modern technology, companies have become wizards at delivering instant gratification to us. You can have any form of entertainment that you want right at your fingertips at the very moment you want it. So if you got an urge to watch a movie, streaming services are happy to indulge you with thousands of selections. If you want to see what your friend is up to right this second, Facebook can tell you within seconds. The internet has opened up this vast bazaar of quick fix pleasures right on the palm of your hand. Street vendors cry their wares, merchants clamor for your attention. If you carry a smartphone, this bazaar can grab your attention whenever and wherever it chooses. Companies haul in billions of dollars every year by indulging our momentary whims that very second that we feel them. You may even take this buzzing marketplace to bed with you at night. It may be the first thing you check in the morning. Learning a craft like songwriting, though, means taking a breath and stepping outside of all that. Even a short session of daily practice can become a really soothing escape from these overstimulated times. Practice is not an instant gratification. Instead, it's a gradual learning process. Practice is focused. It's deliberate. It is patient. Practice asks you to hold your attention on a single task for a little while, and in exchange, it gives you permanent, lasting rewards. So even though practice does require some effort, the payoffs far outweigh the cost. And unlike those momentary entertainments that we all indulge in our spare time, practice leaves you a little bit better at something each time you do it. I've heard this from students very often over the years, guitar students. They'll say, "I don't have time to practice." Excuse me, but yes, you do. If you have even a few free minutes per day, you have time to practice. Even short amounts of time add up very quickly if you spend those minutes wisely. Lack of time usually isn't the problem. More likely, it's the distractions of daily life and sometimes the temptation to procrastinate. To get the most out of life, we do need to make some conscious, difficult decisions about what's important to us, and then we need to take steps to spend our time accordingly. And this is not all intuitive, and this is not all easy. So when guitar students told me they didn't have enough time to practice the previous week, I would ask, "Well, did you have time to watch TV?" Let's say a person watches just 1 hour of television per day. Seems totally harmless, doesn't it? Just 1 hour, out of each day. But in 1 year's time, that single hour per day adds up to 365 total hours. So 365 hours. How much time is that exactly? Mathematically speaking, if you were to wake up every morning and just watch the tube from 8 in the morning all the way through until midnight with no breaks whatsoever, and if you did that every day, it would still take you 22 full days of nonstop watching before you had watched 365 hours of television. So 1 hour of television per day adds up to a total of 3 weeks and 1 day taken out of your year. That's nearly a month. So watching just 1 hour of TV per day actually means giving up 3 full weeks of your life every year. That's the hidden cost of that daily hour. 2 hours of daily television adds up to a month and a half gone from every year of your life. 4 hours of daily television adds up to 3 months gone from every year. 3 whole months. And 4 hours of daily television, I believe, is the national average in the United States. So 4 hours of television per day is 1/4 of a person's life lost and gone forever every year. To me, that is amazing and a little scary. On the other hand, if small bad habits add up fast, that's also true for the good habits, right? So if you show up to practice every day, the small amounts of time that you invest into composing music, into learning an instrument, or writing lyrics can soon pile up into real benefits. It feels amazingly good to invest time daily into something that actually gives back to you, something that actually builds you up and leaves you a little bit better than you were when you started it. And that's what this course is all about. The Art of Daily Practice will guide you through the process of creating a separate time and space for your craft, away from all the distractions and temptations of daily life. It's about making the most effective use of your limited practice time and your limited energy. It's about getting back on the wagon when you fall off out of the practice habit. And it's about forming a daily practice habit that really sticks over time. Practice, as we will explore in this course, can take anyone from clueless beginner to a real expert over time. Or if your goals are more modest than world-class mastery, you can hop off the wagon anywhere along the way that you like, and then you can simply work to maintain what skills you've gained. You can become above average fairly quickly, actually. There are also hidden benefits of practice. It trains your attention, and it tunes your perception in really interesting ways. You may be surprised to find that these benefits can ripple outward to impact other areas of your life. That concludes this session. Thank you for listening.